Two challenges are being mounted to the school funding formula: that state lawmakers used incorrect property assessments in devising the latest formula, and that the state isn't spending nearly enough on public education. State Solicitor James Layton tells the Supreme Court during oral arguments that if the court sides with the 200-plus school districts, the state would be forced to shift $1 billion or more from other state services to the schools.
You know, many of the needs that underlie the things that Mr. Bartlett argues about in his brief, the CE argues about in its brief, our social services needs. And yet the remedy that they seek would take money out of the state budget, necessarily out of social services, and put them into the school.
Layton places the total at $1.3 billion, which attorney Alex Bartlett says is on the high side. And Bartlett isn't worried that success before the court might take money away from social services.
Education has the first primacy. And there's nothing in the Constitution that says you will fund for social services.
The court has taken the case under advisement. It will rule later. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.